What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back with another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. We're talking about the reunion. We got to talk about Rashida versus Jasmine, Stevie versus all the girls, Tommy versus Spice. We got a game of Guess That Bar. My favorite thing. So y'all got to tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Couple million bank book can't done. Yana Bunny and Clyde, this a Spice and Tommy. Roll out now the car with the top down. Dirty gal if you eat up a drop down. Fat in a shot like 1 pound. Papa pump, papa watch me shut this club down.
Hey,
bitches ain't next.
Hey,
sit at home, watch my grand who vex me. I want liquor.
For those of y'all who don't know what you're listening to right now, this is Tommy featuring Spice. I'ma get it. Finally, we have the audio. We got the video. It's out on YouTube, guys. So if you're listening to us on iTunes right now, that's what you're listening to. Go and check out that video on YouTube right now. But right now, we're back with another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your boy, DJ Richie Scott. Who else we got with us tonight?
I'm Miss Conversation Peace, and I'm so happy to be here.
Back again, once again. I'm your host, Kayla Renee. What's up?
Giving us a highbrow professional shade tonight, and she's serving queen tea. I love it. We got a great panel, y'all, so we're going to dive into everything about this reunion. First off, give us your overall thoughts, guys, because we got a lot to cover tonight.
Yes,
we're going to talk about a little bit about fashion. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, you know, Rashida versus Jasmine. We got to touch on that. We got to touch on Stevie versus all the girls, all of them. Tommy versus Spice. You know, we got to play this. We got to play Guess That Bar because, you know, y'all know how she do us every week. So you want to stick around and see all of that. But first, give us your thoughts on this episode. And what's your thoughts on host Nina Parker?
Ooh, I think she should be replaced.
Ooh.
I'm actually ready for Nina to be replaced also.
Ooh. Yeah. Burn.
I mean, look at us. We're lit. I'm just saying.
It's no shade. It's no shade. But I'm like, I actually seen Mona at, like, you know, BET weekend that just passed or whatever. And I was like, how do you get, like, a fresh new face on there? Because I'm like, you know what? We don't really... She's good. Like, I love her. She's a great host. You know what I mean? She's doing all type of things. But as for that,
I think she should stick to E! News.
She got enough jobs. Nina, you got a lot of jobs. It's okay, girl. Give one of them up.
Share the wealth, sis.
You're doing, like, 4, 5, 6 shows all every day. So we see you. We see you.
No shade. We say you do a great job. You do a great job. But you're just not... You're not built for Love & Hip Hop. You're not built for the ratchetness. I don't know.
She... Again, I like this word highbrow. She is a lot more highbrow than I feel like with that show. You kind of have to be, you have to be able to go high and low a little bit. And I don't mean low like in the gutter low, but I just mean like be able to like, you got to kind of be able to box with these people a little bit. And I don't know if she's that type of host.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, so I don't know what type of host we need.
All of us, I don't know.
Not toot our own horn, but you know, toots.
Nah, but wait, so as far as like the overall episode though, I honestly was a little bored. It was just a little
she
it started
said
off
this
a little
earlier,
slow. Yeah,
we,
it started off a little slow for me. It was good drama and good TV, but it started off a little slow.
And we looked at her like
I was laughing the whole time. I mean, I saw Stevie's toes. I saw Christmas ornament outfits. I don't know. I was enjoying it.
So, you know, I was here for it. It was all types of fun. You know what I always feel like? I feel like I am Mimi. Because Mimi is never really in the drama. She just kind of sitting there with her fan because, you know, it's a little hot out here in L.A. And I'm kind of wearing similar things to what she got on. And because we're going to talk about fashion in a second, I just feel like, don't you feel like she's just kind of a spectator there?
She didn't say one word.
I'm telling you, this was her
No,
the entire night.
I think somebody asked her something and she kind of gave a little side eye and then like went back to her fan like.
So what is her role? Is she production now or what is she doing?
She's a PA on the show. No, you know what I feel like Mimi is? She is kind of like the narrator. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I mean, she's the narrator. I mean, because she don't have really much other purpose. If she's on the screen, she looks good. She's always eating.
That's true.
I need that job.
I would
do reality TV like that if I had that role.
Just to be there.
Just to be there and eat.
And just spectate. Like, you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
You shouldn't have did that.
But since we talked, I thought she looked amazing. And unfortunately, I could not get a really quality photo of her and her storm wig. But we got some other... We got some other ones for y'all. So let's get into this reunion fashion review, okay? So first up, we're going to talk about Miss Erica Mena. Let's get a look at this outfit right here.
Erica looks gorge.
Now, for those of you who cannot see us because you might be listening to us on iTunes, I don't want you to miss out. You know, what color is this? Y'all know I'm colorblind.
It's a blush color.
That's a pink, yeah. Okay.
It's a blush pink. And her boobies look great.
Yeah, I mean, her hair looks good. Everything looks good in this photo,
but
we talked about her makeup, and I got a photo, and I'm not sure if I submitted this one or not. We'll touch on that a little bit later, though. But I would say that she looks good right here. We give it a 10?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's go to the next cast member. Who else we got? Okay, we got Sierra.
Boo. Yeah.
Sierra, I kind of like Sierra with the short bob.
This is like
it's not even the hair, it's the whole
got a short bob. She's got a half tuxedo or blazer
with leggings.
And leggings with socks and heels. What do we think?
Is that a half blazer shirt or is it like a blazer hanging off?
It looks like a half blazer.
I don't like the half blazers.
Not a fan of it.
I am a fan of her bob, though.
Okay.
Her booty, is that Photoshop?
That's apparently what was given to her.
No, that gotta be some extra.
See, you can always tell when women are trying to poke out and be a little extra. Look at her feet. Look at how her feet are positioned. You know what I mean? Like, you got like a pigeon toe look just because you're trying to like pop that little corner booty out. And
but
it's just...
that booty is not little. She ain't got to do all thing. That.
Can I say something? And this is just, you know, maybe a lesson in K. Michelle-isms. little plug for Love & Hip Hop Hollywood coming up. But, you know, she recently had a reduction, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. Definitely. I think she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say to some of these women if you're naturally curvy, I think it's awesome. And it is to be celebrated. But I feel like some of these women that get these enhancements, right, what happens is they end up getting these hip and butt, you know, injections or whatever they get, pillows put back there. I don't know. But the leg don't match the booty.
Yes.
So I feel like in this photo, her leg don't really match with the booty, right?
It cannot.
It's something a little off there. Sierra, we're going to need you to try again next year.
And then it's like her elbow is resting on it. It's like...
Maybe it's the stance. I don't know. But let's go ahead to the next person because I can't look at it no more. All right, so here we have Miss Keeley serving something.
She's a Fallah Monet.
She's giving me full Kiki, what's her name? KK vibes.
Yeah, she's like about five more years, she's going to be KK.
She looks, I'm telling you, every time we see her, she looks older and older. It is like she's just aging before
our eyes.
I think
it's just her choice of hair.
I think so, too.
I don't like that blonde either.
I think so, too, because I think when she has black hair, she looks
mad a little younger.
Young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mad young. What do we think about this outfit in general? Is this red? This is red and like what?
Yeah,
like
it's red and silver. Silver, I think.
Little Christmas outfit. What do you think?
She looks like a toy soldier.
Uh-uh.
Christmas. We give this. What do we give this on a scale of 1 to 10?
3.
Maybe like a 2.
A 2. I'm gonna give it like a 2 as well. Cause I don't know.
I like the sparkles. That's all.
For a reunion, I don't know if that was a good look. Okay, let's go to the next one.
This is like a nice little Christmas party host. Yeah.
Okay, so here, this is what we talked about Erica's makeup right mm-hmm. here. Now, the conversation.
Now, if you look closely, it looks like one eye is done and the other one isn't. Am I tripping or do you not see that one of her eyes?
I can see you looking towards the right eye, right? It has more pink on the eyelid more than the left eyes.
The left doesn't have any. If you like, it's kind of a glare right there, but
I wonder if
no
that was just a camera angle.
But we kept trying to dissect this, but you know what? I will say that we didn't. We kind of commented on when we were talking. It appears as though Erica debuted a brand new pair of veneers here, and I'm really kind of here for it. I'm here for it because they're obviously veneers.
They did look real white and like and chicle, big. Like remember chicle gums?
They look real.
Maybe she has to get them shaved down. You know, the first time they put them in, they you got to get used to it. Then they shave it down a little more.
They look real Steve Harvey right here, but I'm here for it because I feel like. I don't know. It works for her. She do a lot of talking, so I felt like I was here for her teeth. Let's go to the
investment.
Next one.
You know who has the best veneers? T.I.
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look and see. Here we have Tommy. And so the photo, because there's so much white and then she's got on black, you can barely see it. But apparently much of her outfit was sort of like a net material,
like,
and there were like pasty and swatches covering her nether regions.
She always gives me stripper vibes.
What are we thinking about this?
Stripper vibes.
I didn't really like it. I wasn't here for it. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of like the see-through boob breast area. You know what I mean? To see all of that. So I'm like, I wasn't here for her outfit at all. Nor was I here for, I think she was going for the Fenty intergalactic little, you know, space makeup that Rihanna came out with. And I wasn't feeling that on her either, nor those contacts.
I like the makeup, not the contacts. The outfit, I'm just like, every time I see Tommy, her booty's out, her boob is out.
Yeah.
If you got it flaunted, but can you just do it a little more classy?
To me,
yeah, because I'm just like, she has two daughters too, and they're like teenagers, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, what message are you kind of like sending out right now that you want your daughters to dress like that in the real world? Or
to me, this look, this is not an outfit that sits well. You know what I'm saying? So when I feel like you think about a reunion, I feel like one of the things, particularly women, also men though, should think about is, how does the outfit sit? When you sit down, what does it look like? And to me, when she was sitting, a lot of the times, it kind of looked like she had like a little belly sticking out because of the way she was sitting. And I think it was just kind of the net. For me, this was a no for Tommy, and I love her. So maybe next reunion she'll do a little bit better.
Do we have stylists?
And these are, and apparently they are, these people are styled. Let's go to the next person. Honestly,
I was here for Carly's outfit. I was about to say, I was here for Carly's outfit.
What I wasn't necessarily here for was having the jacket on while she was sitting down, because it kind of just, it was too much. But looking at the entire outfit here, I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Okay, Carly, she pulls it together.
First of all, we didn't grade Tommy's. I'm going to give her, I'm going to give that a 2 also.
I'm going to give it a, I like that a 2.
Yeah, I think
she showed up.
Going back to Carly, I actually kind of agree with her keeping the jacket on. I didn't like it, but I'm like, I agree only because looking at her top to see that was underneath it, that would have been like over provocative, you know what I mean, for TV.
It might have been.
So it's like her keeping the jacket on, I respect it, and I give her a 10 for this outfit.
Okay, okay. And what about you?
I give her a 9.5 just because I don't necessarily think it's a reunion outfit. I
don't think it's a reunion outfit either.
None of them are really reunion outfits. So.
But I like the look. I would give it a 9, and the only reason I don't give it a 10 because I like somebody else better. That's still Mimi. I don't know why. I feel like she did something extra and nobody else did, and she didn't step too far outside of the realm of what's
appropriate.
Right, right. Let's go to the next one. Okay, so here we have Just Britney. What is this reunion outfit giving us in total?
Just because throw we have it away. The.
It's giving me Vampire in Brooklyn. I don't know. I mean, what was that movie Malia was in?
This is the second time this week I've heard somebody reference that movie. And that's Vampire not a movie. Brooklyn? That's not a movie people reference a lot. But if you have not seen it, please go see it.
That's a real classic, though.
You know, she has this tube top on with this
boob hanging off.
I don't know what,
like,
this
if she leaned over.
Is that a skirt at the bottom, or is it like just?
That's an extra large, hefty trash bag. The black ones.
I like the necklace. I don't know. Yeah, I need a close up.
Can we? I'm gonna give you a close up in a second. But wait, but before we leave, can we get a rating for this outfit? Is given on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm gonna give it a 0.
Dang, y'all Harlem.
I'm not feeling it, because it's just like she's kind of giving me like queen. Is it like Queen of the Damned? Aaliyah?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. So I'm just like, no.
I was like,
if you get a 0, you didn't show up to the reunion.
She showed up. Her outfit didn't.
I would give her a 3 only because if she did it a different way, she could have salvaged the look.
Here, I'm going to tell you like this. If Erica Mena had wore this, I would have given this a higher rating than what I'm about to give it. But I'm going to give this like a 1.5. Only because I feel like if somebody else wore this, I feel like they could have killed it.
I honestly think, Erica probably would have killed it with that same hairstyle that
that's
she same, has now.
That's what
high,
I'm saying.
Low, you know
immediately,
what I mean?
Like, that's what I thought.
It just.
But here's what actually comes to mind when I see this outfit. This is what I think of. I think of Mystique from X-Men when I see Just Britney. Is that, do you not see the resemblance here?
That's her sister.
On her brother's side.
They're twins.
On her daddy's side. Oh, Lord. I don't like the necklace now that I see the close-up.
It's just the whole look is just throw it all away right here. Please. You know what I'm saying? Throw her away like they did on the stage. That concludes our little fashion roundup, guys.
I thought you were gonna put Stevie in there.
I wanted to put Stevie in there only, but I couldn't find a great photo of that, and I needed to find that if I was gonna really show that and do it justice. But what I will say is that you talked about the shirt, but I low key want it. So if y'all know if whoever made that shirt, I liked his whole outfit. But let me tell y'all something. I hate those shoes. I really hate.
They look like house shoes.
I kind of think they're cute, but I literally see everybody in them, and there's so many knockoffs shoes. That it's just like
they look comfy.
Like they look like they house look slippers comfy. With like rabbit fur coming out the back. And listen, I
granddaddy loafers.
I'm not here for it. I'm not here for the shoe. However, the shirt. Whoo, when I get my hands on it,
I think wasn't that like a Gucci or like Fendi type
it,
of?
It might have been. I'm gonna find it.
It was a fly
if
shirt.
Somebody in the comments gonna know.
Y'all like that Christmas ornament?
I liked it. It was hot. I was.
Are you
totally
gonna wear it in December or now?
That's a nice little Christmas shirt, going to a little Christmas party or something.
No, nah, I'll rock with something else. I'd use, you know, just like, I'm just showing up in that. I'm just showing next week. Next week, I'm showing up in that. Let's dive into this and digest this reunion, because we got a lot to unpack.
We do.
You know, first of all, I want to talk about Rashida and Jasmine, because that's kind of where this whole episode started. Thoughts in general, like, you know, obviously nothing was really resolved. I feel like Rashida got to say a little bit more of what she wanted to say, but I feel like Jasmine also kind of popped off a little bit, like
she tried to be petty,
like unnecessarily. Mm-mm. She made a good point by saying, you know, well, your husband didn't tell you about the affair until I said something, or you know what I'm saying. What y'all thoughts?
The only reason she said something is because he cut her water off, meaning the child support. Take that, take that. Bree, where you at? Take that.
Oh my God.
First of all, I want to throw Rashida and Kirk's whole relationship away. I'm not here for it at all. Because it's like, sis, you're still like, oh, this is my man. Our marriage is great. We're amazing right now. Like, sis, how are you amazing when he cheated on you with a stripper and had a whole nother baby?
Well, this is the only thing I can say about marriage. You don't want to let people know the trouble that you're having. I think that's important. Yeah. So I can kind of see why she's saying it, but the reason it throws me off is because I think she actually believes it.
Yeah, like
it's another thing to keep people out of your business, but it's another thing to really be delusional.
Yeah, she's like completely delusional, because it's like I don't know. Look, I'm so tired of him. I'm just like exhausted, because she was like really trying to get at Jasmine, like, oh, you were messy. You shouldn't have opened your legs. Like, where was your man at in this whole situation, sis? Like, he was the one dropping the panties. Like, what are you talking about?
And he knew the baby.
Okay, what? No, he was the one probably telling her, come back to the hotel tonight. Like, women aren't the ones initiating that. Well, some of them are, but I mean, in most cases, Kirk was in the strip club looking to take somebody home that night, and it ended up being Jasmine, and
it turned into a whole thing.
Rashida still coming at Jasmine like, oh,
honestly,
it's your fault. What?
In my mind, I understand the sanctity of marriage, but like, you know, for me, I'm like, how do you come back from that? That's humiliation. That is like the lowest form of it. You've embarrassed me on national television by having a baby with
multiple times.
Stripper. Okay, like, you ain't go find some other high class chick that's actually on my level. You went out and found somebody that ain't even grown up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
basically.
And yo, then Kirk said something that really touched me as well. He was just like,
It touched me
because he was like,
emotionally,
I'm,
or he's like angry.
Angry because he was like, I'm done trying to win her back. Like, he said it. And he was like, I just think he doesn't have any. Because I think, who brought it up? Nina, I think, said, you know, something about him, like, trying to win her back.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
But he basically is not trying anymore, because he's already in the good place. Like, they're booed up, like Nina said. So it's like,
you make it, it's almost like this. I don't know if y'all ever seen this before. Like, it's two sides. It's two things. One, it's exhausting to watch somebody try to rationalize this bad behavior, because now we've seen it over and over. But I know we got friends like this. We got family members like this. We see this in all of us see this in our actual lives. And it's frustrating. Yeah. So it's even more frustrating to see Rashida do it. Mm-hmm. The next thing is like, yo, if you say to the cheater, like, yo, okay, so I'm going to let you back in, it basically lessens it diminishes the destruction that he causes when he does that.
Yeah.
So now it's almost like, yeah, it doesn't really bother him that much. Because why? I know she's going to take
me
back.
He's going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
He's probably, right. Like, we've seen it on multiple occasions. It was a cabin to now, like,
right. The consequences that he has had to face, in my opinion, have not seemed to be harsh enough for him to really... to really warrant any type of change.
Yeah, and it's just a circle of lies, too, though, because Nina was like, how in one scene you guys weren't sleeping in the bed, and then it was another one you guys are together. And then Rashida was like, oh, we were looking at something on the phone and ended up falling asleep. Come on, sis.
Right.
Y'all was looking at Instagram together. What? And ended up falling asleep.
Get out of here. Send him the link.
And then she was sleeping with a full face of Instagram makeup link. On. Like, and then I'm saying, like, come on.
But this is what he said. This is where I was trying to get to. He said they're going to have a relationship regardless. So he knows that Rashida's not going anywhere.
They got multiple kids, but...
I mean...
You can definitely co-parent from a distance.
They got the kids, the businesses, the homes.
Half of Kirk's kids are, like, grown anyway. So it's like, if you needed to...
Take everything and leave if she wants... I mean, you don't have to deal with that.
That's what I said.
She want to deal with Kirk, though. That's what I'm saying. At this point, it's like, we can't even say nothing about Rashida because she wants to deal with Kirk. She wants to be with Kirk.
Kirk got the magic stick.
I hope not.
Apparently it's a couple of magic sticks on the stage, so I mean, just pick another one.
Okay,
the rest of them do. Carly, let's talk about I can't. Just so y'all know, again, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is coming up in a couple of weeks, so be sure to stay tuned for that, because some of us might be, you know, seeing y'all again. But tell us about the other reality shows and stuff we have going on here at AfterBuzz.
We have so much going on. So AfterBuzz is our network, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now. For this channel, check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments right now, and we'll thank you on air. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, definitely. Thank you guys so much for watching.
And we will have some fan shout outs later. So make sure you guys comment and we will actually call somebody out. let's switch gears and talk about Stevie real quick. And I want to touch on Stevie. We got two Stevie sections right now. We got Stevie versus Sean, and then we got Stevie versus the girls. What do we think about this whole beef between Stevie and Sean? Like, who would win in an actual box? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly don't know, only because we've never seen Sean Garrett in this type of atmosphere. You know what I mean? Like, he's the music producer behind the scenes, you know, under wraps. So it's like, I don't really know where his hands are at. But I feel like Stevie would be like that. We've seen him fight Scrappy. Like, remember that? So I'm just like, I feel like Stevie got them hands.
Who else we see? What's his name? Light-skinned...
Benzino.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, that reunion was...
Look.
You know what? I want to find a clip of that just to play it next week. Because that was everything.
Whatever happened to Benzino and his no neck?
He lives here.
You know, he was on a show called The Next 15.
Oh, I remember that.
I think it was TV One.
With Tiffany Pollard? Yeah. That was a hot mess.
Hot mess and hilarious. But, so yeah, we don't know who would win.
They're both big. They're not small guys.
They're
so.
Like the same size.
In my mind, it just depends on who knocked who over.
Yeah.
Whoever knocked who over is winning.
I just feel like Sean was overcompensating for something. So maybe he doesn't have hands, because why was he so angry? Like, I get the annoyingness of the questions that Stevie was asking, but it wasn't like fighting words.
I just feel like it was overly petty for no reason. Like, they were just kind of arguing. It was like, all I did was ask if Erica could sing. How is this turning into like some big old fiasco?
You calling me the B word, you know?
I'm like, yeah, y'all are really like getting to blows. Like, you can't see me outside of here. Like,
in my mind, it seemed like, okay, I'm not going to let you disrespect me. That's how I took it. Like, you're not going to, I feel like from Sean's perspective, it was like, you're not going to disrespect me nor discredit me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But did he?
I don't
know. It depends. I mean, the way he said it was like, I didn't like the tone that he took with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I felt like, and I could see where it was coming from, but I felt like Sean could have defused it. if he wanted to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be like, oh, yeah, I mentioned that to her, but I didn't think it was a big deal.
But first of all, he could have kind of, like, never started it either. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of going back to, like, what did you actually tell Erica in that room? You know what I mean? To the fact that she went on, like, this huge rant, calling Stevie all types of bees, writing him that long DM. Like, you know what I mean?
But it could have just been to, like, hey. Let's take it a step further, though. You know, Stevie, I mean, because we'll talk about this in the next section. But if Stevie never would have said that, then he never would have had anything to repeat. So we could say, oh, yo, Sean is being a little messy. But we can also say that, yo, Stevie, come on, that was petty. Stevie, because
wait a minute. Who was calling Carly messy earlier this episode? Okay, that's all I gotta say. Who was calling Carly? Carly. Sean was calling Carly messy, but you're saying he's messy for doing that.
I'm saying that's my assessment. Sometimes when people say something, they're not really thinking about what they say. Well, we know Carly has a history mess. Carly wallows around in the mess.
She rubbed off on Sean. Is that what we're saying?
It's messing her weave. Like, it's just everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's just who she is. But I feel like with this is an introduction into reality television for real. So I feel like he's going to make rookie mistakes like that. And I feel like that was a big rookie mistake.
It definitely was.
And
what are these 52 hits he got, though? Because I want to know.
Sean Garrett has a lot of hits. He do got some hits.
I forgot
what's
the name of that song.
When you're writing for Beyoncé's and Britney's and, you know.
Why does he showcase that more? And working with Erica? How you go from Beyoncé to Erica?
He's on like ad-libs of like Keke Palmer's Wind Up song with Quavo. He had that old school song. I'm not old school, but it was like Mario, Gucci Man.
Mm-hmm. Break Up.
Break Up.
I remember that song.
He had like Gripping the Sheets or something like that. Like he actually had a couple bangers.
Lot of dope hits by him, and it's interesting to me that he's actually on the show.
It is,
but that's neither here nor there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you say to Stevie, "Don't discredit me. Don't do this. Don't talk down to me." But then you're bringing yourself down by working with someone who can't sing when you work with Beyonce.
You know, that's an interesting question, but what I do know, and I feel like actually we can pretty much probably all attest to this, having worked out here in Hollywood, like producers sometimes will work with some of the biggest names, but then they have their little artists that, not going to say little, but I'm just saying they have their independent artists that they're trying to
cultivate.
So I feel like it could be like one of those types of things, and honestly, I feel like the show put them together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like okay, bro, it didn't work. Jazzy Faye not going to be on the show. So, who else we got? Oh, Sean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I think that was exactly it.
Because, Jazzy Faye was on that one episode, and then we never seen him no more. And then we saw him roll up in his car, or whoever rental that was.
And then they rolled. We know how this works. We know the game.
Somebody rent me a Phantom, please. Thank you.
Sponsorship. So let's transition, because Stevie was not done fighting. You know, he next had a little boxing match with Erica, and in that whole session it was revealed that he could have done some smashing with just Britney.
That was really interesting.
I was clutching my pearls. I mean, if Stevie say he didn't do it, he didn't do it.
See, this is what I think. I think that she participated in some type of activities with him.
Some fellatio activities.
In my mind. If we listen back to our context clues from this episode, I feel in my spirit like that's what he was basically trying to say. Like they maybe didn't smash, but I do feel like something happened, some type of oral transaction.
His whole demeanor was given that something actually happened. Boom. But knowing Stevie, like Stevie can't work with anybody without being sexual or offering some type of quaaludes and they drinks.
So why would she offer that information though? Like if you actually did that,
I feel like at the time she trusted Keely.
Probably.
Because Keely was the only person that she had in her corner. And remember when Keely was first introduced, it was on some, I'm going to be your project manager with Stevie to protect you.
You remember Selena? Don't trust these girls, Brittany. Okay.
Listen.
I would have took notes for Mimi a long time ago. After he said don't trust Stevie, after she said don't trust Stevie or don't work with Stevie or whatever, I would have been like, okay, sis.
And girl, let me tell you something. Brittany, if you're listening out there, get rid of that weed. But
please.
First things. And second thing, I know you have seen this show. what is so good about this D that you can't just make a hit? Girl, get on here and try to make a hit. Make something of yourself. Don't fall into the trap. Don't fall in between his legs. I don't get it.
I'm just waiting for all of these artists.
Stevie says he put money in all his girls' pockets, so.
But is he? Because actually, Estelita revealed some very crucial information here. And oh my God, our show is winding down. So we've got so much to cover. Hold on. We got to unpack. I just want to say this. Estelita revealed some very interesting information when she said that all of these documents and things that she signed don't mean diddly, because his company doesn't even have their articles of incorporation. Mm. Yes. They don't even have the legit paperwork for him to actually sue if she were to leave.
Yeah. Mm.
That to me was huge.
The contract is non-existent.
So he's basically manipulating these stupid little girls that think they signed something, but it ain't really nothing.
Yeah.
It's like...
But going back to, like, Erica, I don't know. I just couldn't sit... Like, her going off on Stevie was just, like, over-dramatic. Because it's like, sis, you can't sing, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've never heard any of your hits. You're not Beyonce out here. You're not doing tours, shows, whatever.
We did hear one of her hits.
But it's not on iTunes. We not downloading it. I ain't got it on my playlist.
It's on YouTube, and we played it just a few weeks ago. So go back and listen to our episodes if you haven't before, just so you guys can hear a sneak peek of it.
To give it a rest.
Let's talk about Tommy versus Spice real quick.
Wait. Before we do that. Can we play our game before they get...
You know what?
I know you don't.
We got a little time. Let's play it. We're gonna take a quick pause real quick, because we gotta play this. It's hip love and hip hop, y'all. So we gotta play Guess That Bar.
Yes.
And talk to him.
Right. It's literally her favorite thing.
And we got a couple of viewers with some comments too, so we gotta shout them out.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, so look, the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try to kill me. They gotta make some choices. They're running out of options because they been going off and they don't know when it's stopping.
This is Drake.
Drake what?
I feel like I just heard this too, but I'm like...
Kiki. I knew it. That's what I said.
Out of options, because I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. I thought you were the one from the jump.
All right. We got to go to the next one.
Okay. No, this isn't really like me. I can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling when I'm with you.
This is Boot Up, Ella May.
Hey!
Oh!
Y'all getting good.
How
now.
About we are on it today? Yes.
Hey.
Okay. All right. Now, this one is going to be a little harder.
Oh,
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide. Wrist
Snoop
red.
Dogg.
I can exercise you. Be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, Ma. That's how you get a his
dick. Ain't this Drop It Like It's Hot?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh!
I was like, this is Snoop for sure. Like
hey.
Guess who won? Hey. Guess that bar. We did it.
It took all season.
You know what? But we did it.
It's all right.
We did it, y'all. Let's get into some fan shout out real quick.
Yes, definitely. So earlier, hold on. To Keena Martin, she said, we sound like we're hating on Tommy. I don't think we got into Tommy yet.
What?
We're going to have to touch on that next week.
Shout out to Carolyn Rouse. She says she subscribed to several shows. Thank you so much for watching. Larry Saxton says, Sean nor Stevie is not about that life. They're just producers, but nothing more than that. Carolyn came back to say, Erica cannot sing. The truth is the truth. Larry Saxton came back to say, Erica, like, why are you here? Why are you on the show?
Wow.
And Doran Provost says, Sean is gangster, but Stevie isn't about that life. And then he says, Erica's eyes are bugging me out. Her eyes give me the devil vibes.
We knew something was going on with her eyes today. I don't know what it was.
It's the eyeshadow. Right.
Thank you guys for commenting. Be sure to keep commenting. We're going to check throughout the week so we can actually all comment back. I think we're all just going to jump on there and comment and reply to some of you guys. Let's get into some news and gossip real quick. I think we got something.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm like, just real quick, I think we only heard about Tommy. So it's like, once again, I was like, rooting for Tommy. You know, that's our girl. But I'm like, she recently got arrested again, y'all. Again. And supposedly...
Mugshot 47?
Yes. Look, supposedly she got into it with like some traffic cops. And I think it was in Miami. And she actually hit a valet worker in the head with, I don't know, it wasn't revealed what type of like weapon or whatever she used. But once again, y'all, she was under the influence. Their reports are saying they don't know if it was alcohol or if it was drug. But if it is alcohol, Tommy may be going right back to jail, y'all.
Oh my God. Like, what's wrong, Tommy? Go give it up. Give it up. All right, real quick, before we get out of here, let's get into some predictions for the next episode of the reunion.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Horrible wigs.
I predict Mimi will say at least one sentence.
You know what? I'm hoping for more Tommy. I need a lot more Tommy for this reunion. I know that somebody said we hate on her, but we actually love her here.
I do love
and
Tommy.
And we actually, in case you missed the beginning of this episode, we intro to her song. So yes, we showing her a lot of love as usual. We want her to stay out of trouble and stay out of jail.
Yes, girl.
All right, so that's all we got for y'all this week. We're going to touch on Tommy and Spice next week. But be sure to comment, rate, like this show and all the other shows, you guys. Tell us anything else that you're on real quick. I'm your boy, DJ Richie Scott. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott. And catch me on The Real Housewives of Potomac after show here.
You can catch me at Twitter, Miss Convo Piece, and Instagram, Conversation Piece. And I will be continuing the panel for Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Yeah.
Yes, I'll be on the panel for Hollywood also. And then follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee. Thank you guys for watching.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I am Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.